All episodes of It's Great Business reflect the views and opinions of Intracoastal Marketing and Strategy Group and its guests, and do not reflect the official policy or guidance of employers or government entities.
You're listening to It's Great Business, sponsored by Intracoastal Marketing and Strategy Group, where great business equals great people.
So succinctly, okay, tell me and tell our listeners one or two things that you have learned about business success and great people. Just kind of a key takeaway.
All right. Well, I'm going to avoid being verbose, and I just was. But the two learnings that I'm comfortable sharing, I think, again, if you're in your 30s, 40s, 50s, it doesn't matter what age you are or what type of company, you'd better know your boss's dashboard, how he or she is measured, compensated, what's on his or her mind beyond the quotas and whatever. Because if you don't understand that, you're probably not going to be as successful, or you, at the worst case, may be even out the door. So that was I won't say that was an early learning or a late learning. That was kind of in the middle. But know your boss's dashboard. And I will also just say, as an aside, if you now have employees reporting to you, share your goals with them as often, as clearly, as succinctly as humanly possible, so you can help, you know, so you can achieve these things together.
That is wonderful. And I will say that just like your example of knowing your boss's dashboard, I look at you also and your expertise in sales, and I would say know your customer or prospect's dashboard. Mm-hmm. So this translates those that are listening. It's not only the person that you're directly reporting to, or perhaps some the person they're reporting to, okay, because that's all impacted down the line if you're in a larger enterprise, or even if you're in a smaller mid-sized company, and also understand your customer and your prospect priority. And oh, by the way, know who that customer is. Who's your buyer? Okay. Who's grading your review? This all kind of connects together, right? I mean, we've experienced this over the years. That's terrific.
Yeah. And, you know, in a bill point, that's just being overprepared.
Yeah. Again, yeah.
With your boss, with your client, with a prospect, whomever it is, preparation is thrown aside pretty casually. And it's so easy nowadays to investigate, explore. And I tell you, it's even as simple as it, you know, I'm talking to Janice or Peter, and I happen to know, other than the business stuff that I've written notes on, where'd they go to school? Where'd they go to college? Are they still a big Michigan fan? I don't know. But it's the point that it's a segue to my second learning point is, it's the power of goodwill. And it can be something as simple as being fair when things go wrong, being understanding. It can be something as superficial as you laugh at other people's jokes, particularly when they're funny. But this power of goodwill, being fair, being nice, and again, nice in quotes, it's not nice the way everybody talks about, but it's going to help draw people to you. The experience with you is going to be a positive. It's going to be enlightening. It's going to be educational. It's going to be inspiring, just like these podcasts. I'll throw it right in there. It's inspiring. But they're going to associate and gravitate to you and your company because they like the experience, period.
Right. And people buy from people that they have a relationship with. This is what happens.
Like, and I'll just add one thing, trust.
Yes, trust is a big deal. Thank you for bringing that one up.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe to the podcast and leave a review. Also, check us out on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Instagram, and visit us on the web at intracoastalmarketingstrategy.com.